bank.
What do they say also about living in the past? Like, that's a toxic trait to have. Like, it's not good for you to, like, live in the past.
I don't know. You, like, you keep asking me about these Pinterest quotes that you look up, John, and I...
Like, you know what I'm talking about,
I'm
right?
Like, I can't keep up with your Tumblr. Like, I don't fucking know, John.
Tumblr?
Your Pinterest or your Tumblr. Like, where are you getting all these quotes from?
And welcome back to Give It To Me Straight.
I'm Alex.
And I am John.
And we're your gracious
hosts.
Oh my gosh, it's been so long. I feel like whenever we come back, I feel so dusty. I'm like, how do we do this again?
Too long or not long enough, you know?
John.
I enjoyed that break.
I had to twist John's arm to get him back here. And why? Because I love sitting down and chatting with you.
I honestly just like...
Your hands are sweaty.
I just like can't believe people like hearing me talk. Or maybe it's just you. Maybe they like hearing you talk.
No, they definitely like hearing you because
they probably like because like I don't want to do it, you know?
Right. And you want what you can't have. And that's I think what's funny too
and
is
that's distance, how I got Alex.
Exactly. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. So I think that the first time we took a break from the pod, no one really wanted it as bad as this time. So I'm like, maybe that's what
first time or second time, because this is the third time.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like between this break, we had a lot of comments bullying us to come back.
I know, that's crazy. I can't believe it.
Anyway, so what are any new updates? We went through the holidays.
When did we stop doing the podcast?
The fall, like before or after Thanksgiving. It was like the holidays.
November. We were just November. Like, that's it.
So we like did our live show. We were talking about the film festivals, guys. We got in.
We got into two
so far. We still have a few more to hear back.
If you guys don't remember though, so we did a short film and called hashtag cringe.
Oh, also we moved into our house.
Oh my god, way too one. Okay. Why would that be like? Oh, this is really important. Let me cut off the short film story.
We were talking about that all year. Okay, continue.
It's just an update. We were talking about short films.
Okay, continue.
So we got into two film festivals so far. We've applied to multiple. But hashtag cringe, if you don't remember, is our short film that we did together last August.
Yeah, over the summer.
So we're still, you know, that's something really exciting going on.
To me, the most eye-opening thing about like the film festival circuit is realizing how long you have to wait until you can actually release a film. It's like, no wonder people film years in advance and then it takes years. It's like edited and ready to go, but it has to like go through these festivals or circuit. It's just like—
I just want to show everyone.
Legally, like you can't show unless like you get disqualified. It's just
that's why
these...
we haven't been able to show anyone because like we have to wait for the film festival. If we didn't get into any, then we could show it right now.
Right, but... exactly. But anyway,
you
so-
have to just wait.
We're waiting for that. So we got into two film festivals so far. We're planning on writing our second one. And then, okay, so we moved into our house.
So we moved back into our house.
And you can see our podcast studio is still just a plain white wall.
Yeah,
it
we did
a little bit different. We have
is this
table
almost
now.
The exact same setup
oh,
as
yeah,
before?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, a different table.
You guys can probably go to our Instagram and see the before and after of our house. We'll get to this at some point. At some point, we'll add some personality.
New chairs, by the way.
This chairs
is pretty comfortable.
Yeah. This table
is high, though.
It's from Article, and it's great. I feel like now I can at least look at you. We're not like awkward. Like, this is it's a good start. It's a good start.
It's just funny where this podcast started, like in a random house in like Avon, North Carolina. On the beach. I mean, this is like our fifth place we've...
I wouldn't recommend going back and listening because it's probably a hot mess. I don't even know what we said.
We're still a hot mess.
That was years ago, but here
One other update. Kobe got skunked.
Kobe did. He got sprayed in the face by a skunk. Do you want to tell that story?
On Super Bowl. Sprayed right in the face.
Yeah. Tell that story, John.
We visited a friend's house out in Santa Barbara. Beautiful home, brand new. And, yeah, our friend let Kobe outside and a baby skunk came over and shot him right in the face from his butthole. And
you're the worst storyteller I've ever heard. Like, you don't give any detail, build up, like climax. Like, we need like the build up.
Why did you want me to tell a story then? If you were just gonna
you would say if I told it.
You were there. You were inside.
But I was there. I experienced it. So I'll tell it from my point of view. So I'm inside with my friend eating an ice cream pop. Or an ice cream cone, an ice cream, an ice cream.
Very important to the story.
It was part of the story because I'm just eating it, enjoying it, and then it impacted my enjoyment.
Cool. Anyways, keep going.
So our friend takes Kobe out and we were like more concerned about coyotes in California. It's late. We're about to leave. And she's like, he's just got to go out and pee. I'll just let him out. We're like, okay, he doesn't have to go out. He's just being an annoying brat. So he runs away because he's Kobe. He chases things. And she goes, oh, no, Kobe ran away. And so John runs outside.
She said it not like that. She said, oh no.
So John runs outside after Kobe to go grab him. And he comes back within like 5 seconds. He's running back towards the house. And he's like, get inside. And everyone's like, what is happening? And he's like, a skunk. And so this skunk is chasing Kobe.
A baby skunk charged me.
So we're inside and we see this little skunk chasing behind Kobe up onto the deck. So it like chases up on the patio and tries to get inside. You grab Kobe, everyone runs inside, but the fumes then were trapped inside. So the skunk is going back and forth, like trying to make his way to finish Kobe. And Kobe's just eyes, he's trying to spit. It was traumatic.
I just love how I
still finished my ice cream.
I did everything wrong that you were supposed to not do when something gets sprayed by a skunk. Like we sprinted into the house. I took Kobe, threw him in the tub and started just like, because he got sprayed in the eye. Like, right. So I was like, had Dawn dish soap and I'm just like rubbing him.
The correct response is to leave them outside and then give them a bath outside. Because if you bring them inside, the scent transfers onto your clothes, your furniture, your pipes, apparently.
Well, I also heard the pipes, yeah, the plumbing. I also heard skunks like carry rabies though. And the thing was charging us. So
right. He didn't get like scratch Kobe or anything. Kobe was fine.
I just feel so bad because our friend was like, oh, my new home. Like, this is, look at my rustic hardware.
She has a gorgeous home.
Furniture and stuff. And Kobe just like.
And Kobe destroyed it.
She had to fumigate it. She's still fumigating the house.
I know. I sent her unlimited candles. I was like, good luck. I'm so sorry. But for us, Kobe, we just drove him home and he destroyed our car. Like, it still smells.
Hour and a half in the car. He was just, it was just terrible.
Better a car than a house, though. I mean, if that happened to our house, Burn it down.
I feel like there's so many other updates that's happened within the past like 2 months, but I can't think of anything else. Like
our house was a big one that took up a lot of time. So shout out to Bella Development for crushing it with our renovation. If you guys are in LA,
hit up Michael and Daniel because they're the best.
The best.
So I guess season three or whatever we are in right now.
Is this considered season three? I just feel like it's. Let's just keep it going.
Are we doing the same structure?
Yeah, like okay. It's just the same thing.
So
you know?
What's next? We just go into questions? We still get a ton of questions.
We have like more updates, right? Like what have we been doing in life? I made bread this weekend.
That was cool.
And then I saw a meme that was like, if your wife starts making bread,
get
a chicken coop because that's next on the list.
We're getting older, you know. I'm not against it. You can make bread if you
because
want.
Because we... party less, like way less. I'm like, I need hobbies. And so I want baking to be my hobby.
Or pickling.
I pickled a lot during the pandemic.
I loved when you pickled.
Yeah, I guess I could get back into pickling. We don't have enough jars anymore though. Like we have to, what?
Dude, tickle my pickle.
If only you let me. I feel like I should get into pickling again. What do you want your hobby to be? You know,
I make piece of bread.
When was the last time you did that?
I don't want to, it's just a lot of work. And I make jerky.
When was the last time you did that?
Like 2 months ago.
No, it was Christmas. So I guess, that was 2 months ago.
It's so expensive and it takes forever. And it's so much cleanup.
We've realized that it's really difficult to leave your house these days without spending any money. So we went to Target and we bought a puzzle to try.
It doesn't help. Also,
which still costs money, but.
It doesn't help that it's been pouring in LA. Like,
still
what
raining.
Is going on?
The sunshine tax here does not exist because it's just raining all the time.
It's just a tax at this point.
It's just tax.
It's just taxes.
But it's good on the good days. Oh, one thing though that I did want to ask our listeners now that we're back, we missed you guys by the way. I'm so glad that we're all here. Is do you think that we should have guests? Would you like us to have guests or do you like it with just John and I? We've been toying with this.
I think they've said like, once in a while is fine. I don't want a guest every time.
Right.
I don't want to have to like clean the house.
Oh, that's why? Because you don't want to clean.
I forgot, like, one other update is being on other people's podcasts recently, and their structure of the podcast blows me away. I'm like,
right,
this is awesome.
We were on Big Name Bitches with Christy and Annalise. We're going to have to ask her. And then we did Off the Vine with Caitlin.
Yep.
And their setups, we just realized that we were like, we need to hire help is a thing. Outsource. We need to just outsource.
Right. I mean, they had a wardrobe person. I think they had a makeup person. They had audio. They had video. They had like a beverage person.
You know what it is though?
I want a beverage person.
We come from the background of the video audio space. We know that we could do it ourselves. So we're like, we could set up our cameras. We have the cameras. We don't need to rent them. We need to have a cool setup. I think what helped too is everyone has cool props. I'm like, we need fun.
They're feng shui.
Right now we just have fake trees.
I like our trees.
And Kobe. And Kobe is,
maybe a nice accent wall.
See him. Yeah, maybe like so people remember our names. Like John is there and Alex is here.
Sure. Can we just get into questions? All right.
You're ready to give advice, John?
Dive in and move on, you know?
All right. Let's get into it, guys.
Let's go.
All right. This one, John, is for you. Someone wrote in. Oh, guys, by the way, all these are anonymous. So when you write in and you say, keep it anonymous, we don't know who you are anyway.
I wouldn't say your name either way.
Well, no, but your name isn't attached to the message that you're sending. Like, you're not putting an email in. Like, we don't know your name. So keep it anonymous. It's already anonymous. Okay, married woman here. Wondering if men like their butthole played with or not. Heard rumors in high school and wouldn't dare ask my own husband.
To each his own. I've gotten my tickle pickled once, you know? My pickle tickled? That's my pickle. Hold on. my brown star.
I mean, by who? Because I've tried and you won't let me pass
not
that
like
jungle.
Not like an insert, just like a little rub around, you know?
When?
I think you have.
No, I haven't. John, look at these nails. Number one, I've tried to fight through that jungle and I can't.
You started this thing like 2 years ago with these like predator nails.
Right, but I don't think that you've ever let me pass through those cheeks before.
I've never let you like jam a finger in, no. But like,
why not?
Rub around's fine. I just like, is she asking if she should do it or not?
She's just asking, I guess, like if it's enjoyable, if men like it. I think it's just to each their own.
And everyone likes crazy stuff. I'm not saying that's crazy, but like, I don't think that's a big deal.
Right.
Just like ask him or don't, or just surprise him. Just be like, and you'll know right away.
You'll know by the reaction. John, like, you got to be more open.
Ask him if he likes his
I'm going to get nails done tomorrow. I will file these babies off if I know that you want me to rub your
butt. I wish you'd file them off either way. I'm anti long ass nails, but
why?
You do whatever you want.
You sure like them when I'm scratching your back.
You never scratch my back.
I scratch
ever.
Your back all the fucking time.
No, you don't. But okay.
Anyway, next question. Well, quickie. These are the quickies. What's your take on work wife / husband? In your opinion, is that considered an emotional affair and cheating on your partner, or is it just part of life and not a big deal? What's the right response in this situation from both sides?
That is a slippery slope, because that can go wrong and south real quick.
I think that you can have a work wife or husband if it truly is so out of this world, would never happen. You know what I mean? Like if my work husband was a 90-year-old man, or like my work husband was...
What was it? The intern with Robert De Niro?
Exactly. Like if he was my work husband. But if your work wife was someone who
Robert
potentially...
De Niro literally just had a baby with...
Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, he probably slays.
Age is just a number.
True.
So, I don't know.
I can see it as like for bonding. You know, people bonding at work.
But do you have to put that label on it? Like,
that is weird.
I would do it with another girl and be like, you're my work wife. But like to another dude who could potentially be
But
a
why
partner,
even say those words? Like, just be like,
well, when
friend.
You worked with people, did you have a work wife?
I worked with all women. I was everyone's work husband.
Husband?
Basically, yeah.
I think though, I knew everyone who you worked with and I was just like, I am not threatened. they can all be your work wife.
Sally. Yeah, all my...
So I think, and I don't want to say like, oh, it's just physical that threatens or just age, whatever. But do what you're comfortable with. If you're not comfortable with your husband having a work wife at work, I wouldn't call it an emotional affair though. I just maybe would say it's more inappropriate than an affair.
Right. Again, it can go south real quick. So I would just, I would not use that word. Just stop with the word.
Thankfully, we just work together. So my work husband is my husband. No, my husband. And I'm your wife.
Let's like, I like, you're like my work wife, you know?
It's kind of. Yeah.
Like, Okay. Anyways, next question.
Are you taller than John? What is your advice for tall girls who are trying to get over insecurity about dating a guy shorter than them? I'm like,
if you give a short guy a chance, I'm sure he'll be like, fuck yeah, I'm down.
Ultimately, again, so John and I are basically the same height, but when I wear heels, I'm taller than him. It was never a thing with us though.
We're not the same height.
No, we are like pretty much the same height.
I am 1 inch taller than you.
No, maybe like half an inch. You have taller hair than I do.
I am definitely 1 inch taller than you. We have measured multiple times and we have proof and references from people saying that I'm taller than you.
Who said that?
My parents.
Okay.
They're on my side.
They're just trying to gain every inch on that side.
Hey, yo.
So either way though, I am taller than you in most situations when we're out because I'm wearing taller shoes. However, I just think it's more of a confidence thing in yourself. And if you're considering someone's height, then maybe you don't like their personality enough. You know, like,
is she saying her insecurity or their insecurity?
She said, what is your advice for tall girls who are trying to get over insecurity about dating a guy shorter than them? So I guess hers. My thing is like, if you're insecure about that, like that's on you. You know,
if that's your main reason for not dating somebody is because you're taller than them, like fix your fucking priorities. No,
it's not that. It's that maybe you don't like this person enough, you know, like their personality. If you like them enough,
not enough to crest over the height difference.
Correct.
Come on.
Like maybe you just don't like them enough. Cause for me, I always thought that I wanted a taller person. Like that was my preference. But then when I met you, I was like, oh my gosh, he's just such a gem of a person that I'm willing to kiss his forehead.
I guess you can go either way with anything, like your preferences, like a brunette over a blonde or whatever. And like, that could be that's where you draw the line. Yeah. So.
And that's the thing. It's like, you can't pretend like people don't have preferences.
Right.
Like your initial attraction to someone like, is generally going to be physical.
I'm not
going to
date someone ugly.
Okay. But like, again, that's
like what I think is ugly might be beautiful exactly. to someone else. You
I was
know?
Trying to get there, but I didn't really know how
I mean,
to say that.
Honestly, let's stop beating around the bush, right? It's like, you like who you like. So I take back what I said about you can't get over the height thing. Like, I guess that makes sense now that I'm thinking about it more.
I just think you don't have to if it's not the right person. If it's the right person, you would know, and then the height wouldn't matter. Does that make sense?
Right.
Like if the height thing is an issue, it's because maybe you don't like that person enough.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next question. My 30th birthday is coming up and my friends and I have been talking about planning a big trip to celebrate. Don't get me wrong, I would love to do that. However, my main goal as I enter my 30s is to really focus on saving and paying off debt to be able to achieve some big financial goals. Is that so boring if I tell my friends that I don't want to do a big trip, or is turning 30 way more important and I should make those core memories with them and just book a trip?
It's like anything, right? You know, you're saving money for you to do better in the future. I don't know. If this isn't that important to you, then don't fucking go.
I think you can have a balance here. You could still do something fun with your friends and make memories, but do you need to go to Bali?
Yeah, but if you're not, I wouldn't try to steer the ship in a different direction to benefit you. Like if everyone wants to do something a certain way, like either you take part of that or you don't.
Well, it's her birthday. It's her birthday.
It's for herself. Okay.
Right. So why should she do what other people want to do when it's her birthday? What do you like? What did you think this was about? Here we go.
I don't know. I thought it was like celebrating someone's 30th birthday. I didn't know it was like hers. So no. Yeah. Okay. I'm
like
fine.
For my 30th birthday, we went to a spa resort. Like we went to a little getaway.
Right. If it's your birthday, you do what you want to do.
Want.
I thought it was like her friend's 30th. I'm like, don't fucking go then. Like, what's the?
Yeah. Again, at the end of the day, do what you want to fucking
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
That's it.
100%.
Like, and if your friends
I'm on board.
If your friends think you're boring, that's your friend's problem, not you. You're saving money.
You're like, it's my birthday.
That's your priority.
You can come to Chuck E. Cheese's with me or you don't, you know?
That's such like a dad thing to do. Like, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese's. Like, we're going to Costco's. We just add S's to things.
Chuck E. Cheese?
That's yeah, what... isn't it called Chuck E. Cheese? It's not called Chuck E. Cheese's.
I don't know. I like Chuck E. Cheese's better. But you're right. I do say Costco's.
Right. Okay. Next question. I went through my husband's phone and found a ton of half-naked women in his Instagram save folder, and he's constantly looking up porn on Reddit. Is it weird that I'm not okay with this? Do I bring it to his attention or not, or is it just a guy thing?
I feel like we've had this question 9,000 times. I mean, just look at the previous episodes that we have recorded where, no, I don't think it's okay that he's constantly looking at porn. Everything in moderation. If you're doing it all the time, is he pleasing you sexually? If he is, you know, you both are doing okay. If he's not, you know,
well,
there might be an issue.
That's a separate conversation. Like, casually looking at porn is a separate conversation than having saved half-naked women on your phone, like on your Instagram. I don't know, because that would bother me. Actually, I've never seen... You probably wouldn't even know how to save something
no.
on Instagram.
Also, by the way, why are we getting tagged in porn stuff on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Was it on Give It To Me Straight?
It's on my Instagram account, yours, and Give It To Me Straight.
I'm shocked that that's even allowed on Instagram.
I mean, I'm flattered, but... And then I couldn't figure it out.
You're not in it. Like, there's nothing flattering about it. What's flattering?
They felt the need to tag me in porn. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not fucking flattered.
Well, either way, I'm like, how were they able to do that?
Well, we changed our settings.
Did you change mine?
No, John. Like,
exactly. And that's why I don't know how to save
half-naked women. Again, if it's something that you're not comfortable with, if that's a boundary that you don't want crossed, yes, bring it to his attention. Like, what? Why are you
changing? I know. It's like, you're just going to keep it to yourself? You're like, Maybe this is okay.
But what she's asking is like, is that a guy thing? Like, is it something to write off?
Whether it's a guy thing, whether it's the most normal thing possible, which it probably is, if you're not okay with it, it doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Because there's a lot of...
Bring it to his attention.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in relationships that other couples might be okay with, and other couples have different boundaries. Every relationship is different. And so if this is something that is a non-negotiable for you or that makes you uncomfortable... It's something that you have to address. Like, you shouldn't just settle and be comfortable just because your boyfriend tries to say that this is something normal.
I just feel like people need to stop looking at other people's relationships. Just in general, like, being like, trying to compare themselves to, like, what another couple's doing or how they're acting with each other. Like, whatever works for you and whatever you're okay with, like, just follow your heart, you know?
Wow, John. Love Dr. John.
I'm just saying, like... Do you?
You do you, you know? And to me, that's not saving a ton of half-naked women on your Instagram. But right. To each their own. Next question. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 4 months. Recently, I told him a few things about my past because he said it was important to him. He wanted to know my body count, if I had sex with anyone before we got serious, and a couple of more intimate details. He broke up with me for my responses. Do you guys typically dwell on the past like this? I've never experienced it. And to be honest, I've never been this open for the same reason. It makes me wonder if I'll actually ever find someone who will accept all of me. By the way, his body count is over 2 times mine. And he's no saint himself, but he says, quote, it's not the same.
What a fucking loser. What's the word? Insecure. What an insecure little bitch. Oh my God. How is he going to be like, I want you to open up to me.
And then I'm going to use that against you.
I'm going to use it against you and get rid of you. Maybe he was just looking for an excuse just to get out of that relationship.
Right.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
My thing about
which is also a fucking
body count is who has that conversation about body count? And none of my relationships has anyone ever been like, what's your body count? It's really important that I know.
I don't want to know.
Well, that's my point.
I don't want to know.
I've never
asked
you.
Don't tell me.
Because I don't want to know. And it's just information that I just feel like truly doesn't matter. Again, unless someone has an STD that you need to be aware of, there's, and even then, like, there's no reason to know that you need to disclose your body count.
No, you better tell me that you have an STD.
No, but that's my point, though, is like, that's something, that's another topic of conversation about practicing safe sex. But like, if it's just for the pure purpose of knowing, like, why, what is it going to do? Anything in your past should be in your past.
Unless it's going to affect that person.
The person, yeah. Exactly.
I don't think that is going to make your relationship better, stronger,
right,
or better by all means. By any means.
Either works.
I'm rusty.
Like, that's not going to make me more secure in our relationship, is knowing how many people you slept with before me. Like, we're
just curious, like, how many dicks have you inserted in you? You know, like, why the fuck would you want to know that? This is going to make me feel better.
I think it's what you said, though, where that guy was probably just looking for an out, an excuse. Because I don't think mature adults.
He's a bum.
Are asking body count for any other reason than an excuse to break up. Like, I really don't know.
For what?
For what?
This could be good for my mental health. Please tell me exactly right. How many people.
Right.
No. Next. Get rid of, don't worry about that guy. That guy's a bum. You'll be happier with an adult male.
A yeah. Mature person who's secure in their pants. Next question. My fiance and I are on the path to getting married, and we have 2 children now. However, when we were first dating for only 2 weeks or so, his sister and I hooked up unintentionally. I have no idea how it got to that point, but we were all so drunk. His sister made a huge noise downstairs, and I thought she fell down. I went downstairs to find her naked and stumbling around. I tried to help her into her room, but she fully came on to me, to which I had no objection. We went full throttle with no regrets. We were both so blackout that the next morning we just pretended like it didn't happen. Since then, we've been cordial and never spoken about it. We also have never hooked up again, or we haven't really gotten that close. I've never even looked at her that way. It was a spur of the moment thing. Since it's been so long, should I ever tell my fiance, or is it irrelevant since we were just barely dating? ... And then they wrote, John, be nice.
Sorry, you lost me. I got turned on at the point of you guys getting when freaky in the throttle. Kitchen. Were you like, okay.
What? You think that's why I pulled this question?
Is this some 50 like, Shades of Grey shit we're listening to right now?
My thing is, I'm like, okay, so.
Details.
Either way, you hooked up.
I think details matter. I think we need to follow up with details on what exactly happened.
John has a boner. Ew. But I mean, you have 2 kids now. You're getting married. I don't know if I would want to know. Like, if this was us and we had 2 kids, like, and you had hooked up with my sister.
This is not good advice, what you're about to give.
No, I'm saying, like,
Listen, what is the right thing to do? The right thing to do is to say something. Let's be just pragmatic for a second.
If you guys have a healthy relationship, I can't imagine like getting that information when we're about to get married. We have 2 kids together, and you then tell me like, "Oh, by the way, we were just like, we were only hooking up." So like, but I fucked your sister when we met. What, John? Please don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
I'm just going back to old questions where. How
I know we are always like honesty is the best policy.
Well, no, because it would be 2 different things. Because you said, I think you still said no, and I was always like, or saying yes, say something, but I was like, what about the kids? Think about the kids, and you're like, fuck them kids.
I know, but things are different, you know. I just think that you gotta just think of the children. I don't know that I would say anything. Like, generally, again, I'm like,
it's
honesty
when
is the best.
They first met.
Yeah, he
now,
said
let
that
me,
they were only
let me start trying to make
dating
this
for
feel
like
2 it's
weeks
okay.
or so. Only like 2 weeks or so that they were together.
Okay. I mean,
you're not that close. It's never happened again before. Listen,
don't do it for the kids.
If no kids were involved and you were just dating this person, I would say if you're feeling guilty about it, like, get it off your chest. But if like your relationship is fine, but like, you're at family dinners with this person, like, is she in your wedding? She's the aunt of your children, like, and you fucked her and you're fiance has no clue.
I think the details are important in this question. You know, I mean, how far did you guys go? Don't we need to know those kind of answers, Alex?
To it really sounds give, like they went all the way.
To give like a definite answer.
Why are you like, is this some fetish for you now? You're like, all the listeners writing in need to give all the details.
Specific. To be honest, I always ask for all the details.
John's into smut now. He doesn't need to ask watch for porn. All the details. He just wants all the details.
I'm going to read 50 Shades of Grey now. I bet you I'd like it.
You probably wouldn't. You'd be like, this is so unrealistic.
Well, how long's the book?
Too long for you, John. Any book.
Is it double spaced?
No.
Forget it. I'm not going to read it.
Exactly. I think we've both purchased books and you are still on the same one from 3 years ago.
You sold my book. You sold that book.
Sold it? I gave it away because you were like, you need to get rid of all your books. We have way too many books.
So you get rid of my one. I have one book and you got rid of it.
You've been reading it for 4 years and you're still on page 20.
It takes me a little longer to like.
You don't even put in
like
the effort.
A sponge.
Yeah, I put it in the donation pile.
Okay. Anyways.
I have plenty of other books if you want to
read
them.
So verdicts in, I think we both are like, maybe not say something, though the right thing to do probably is say something.
Oh my God, we're the worst. Again, guys, disclaimer, we give mediocre advice. Like, don't listen to us. I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is here.
Some details, though, are important in the beginning about this. Like, was it really like 2 weeks? Like, are you white lying this? Like,
right.
Was it right in the beginning?
Right. Are you sure you like only hooked up once?
We're like trying to convince ourselves.
Yeah,
that
it's okay. Like, it was just like hooking up with a random person that just so happened to be. Because like, in relationships, when it's the beginning, you're not exclusive with them.
No regrets
I mean?
On your side, but what about the sister's side?
Right. Like, has a sister ever talked about it?
Because you were
it?
Like, she was stumbling around naked in downstairs.
And then she came on to you. I have so many questions. Mm-hmm. But my gut is just saying, listen, this was a long time ago. I just think it would do more damage than good.
Whatever. We're beating around the bush. We already gave our answer. Next question.
Okay. My boyfriend grew up quite wealthy. Both of his parents are lawyers and they take family vacations every year. I, on the other hand, grew up in a country where vacations weren't really a thing. Most people value work more than having a good work-life balance. The thought of going on vacation gives me anxiety because of the expenses and the amount of work that I have to do when I get back. My boyfriend always wants to plan vacations with me, but I'm just not the vacationing type. I've told him about this before and he's respectful about it, but I don't want to keep him cooped up at home if he wants to go on a vacation. He sometimes takes quick trips with friends and I'm totally fine with that, but I understand it's different than if the two of us go on vacation. How do I find the balance to keep both of us happy?
Go on vacation once in a while.
Go on vacation.
I get not being able to go all the time, but like accommodate a little bit, like do a couple with him, let him do the other trips with his friends, but you go once in a while when you can. Think about like, okay, maybe I can't go for 2 weeks, but do a small one, a little getaway, a little 2 to 3 day trip.
If you're going to be strapped financially then and you can't afford it, then don't go. But I mean, if your boyfriend is covering those expenses, girlfriend, take the vacation.
Right. If he's like harping on you to go on one, like, yeah, okay.
Like I grew up not in a castle, but if my boyfriend was in a castle, I would learn how to love living in a castle real fucking quick. You know what I mean? There's just, it's kind of the same analogy.
Weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. It sounded dumb.
Why? Because you don't live in a castle, so now you're jealous of my potential boyfriend that would live in a castle?
Non-existent boyfriend, yeah. Cool.
It's because you don't live in a castle, John.
I don't think anyone. Who lives in a castle?
Someone, I'm sure.
Okay, that was an easy question. Yeah, go on the fucking trip. Go on the trip. I'm not saying all the time, but like, if he wants to go on a trip, try to do once in a while with him.
I think as long as you could prepare for work, if you know that you're going to be overwhelmed with the amount of work that you're going to have to do, can you do some of it remote?
Are you a 9 to 5? Do you have Saturday and Sunday off like majority people? Then just do the weekend trip.
And also you deserve it. I know like if you said you grew up in a country where vacations weren't really a thing, but like you owe it to yourself. Relax. I feel like we live in a country where vacations
aren't.
Like,
are you talking about the United States?
I know, because I'm like, we like here, work-life balance is not valued.
Right.
Only work is. So I'm like, where are you from? Is it like, if it's not the US, where else? Because I feel like everywhere else has great work-life balance. They take naps at 3 p.m. They have a whole month of August off. They have paid maternity leave. Not us.
Anyways.
Next question. We're a married couple who also met on a dating app. We both spent a few years fucking around on dating apps while looking for our person. Once we met, we immediately felt aligned and left the hoe phase in the past. We were engaged after a year together and now happily married. I'm curious if Alex or John ever felt like the toxicity of dating apps ruined peak sexual expectations after settling down. And let me preface, this does not mean that either of you can't throw down in the bedroom, but maybe one of you had a past lover who, like me, you had insane chemistry with. And inevitably, this person is always a giant piece of human shit. But outside of open communication, how do you overcome past sexual experiences creeping into your head?
What? Cliff note that question.
So basically,
for me?
This girl and her husband, they were previously on dating apps, hoeing around, fucking around. And she had really great chemistry with someone before her husband. And her husband's not great.
This ain't like it ruined.
Her husband's not great in the bedroom. But yeah, she now, I think, has this experience with someone who creeps into her brain sometimes.
And the question is, does that happen? Like, I'm sure it's very common.
Yeah,
and
it also talks. How do you overcome past sexual experiences creeping
into
your
head? Isn't toxic relationships also addicting? Or what's the, like, you know, something like, you know, you shouldn't be in is always more enticing.
Like, you want what you can't have type of thing? Or what are you getting at?
I just feel like that's like a thing. Like,
oh, well, yeah, I think.
Like, you're with someone, which like, you know, you shouldn't be with this person or hook up with this person or whatever. And it just like amplifies that like feeling or.
So do you think that she might feel like her sexual experiences with this person were even better because it was a toxic relationship?
Yeah, that's what she's saying in there. This guy was like a fuckhead.
No, but she's not saying that it was because he was toxic. She's saying like they had great chemistry. He was just a piece of shit. They're separate things, but you're saying maybe they're not separate things.
That guy was a piece of shit.
I know.
And they had good sexual chemistry. Knowing that being said, she's like, probably knows that she shouldn't be with that person because he is.
I get that. What I'm saying is, like, you're saying maybe those two are linked. She's not saying that they're linked. She's just saying, like,
I'm saying those are linked.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying those are linked.
So, yeah, maybe.
And now you're in this monogamous relationship with your husband. I'm sure things are a little stale, I guess. I don't know.
I just want to say this, that in any relationship, nothing is going to be a perfect 10 out of 10. So it's just a matter of what you're willing to compromise for in that person. You know what
How
I mean?
How am I missing this question? Like, so, am I not saying that right? Because the other part of that is, I bet you if she stayed with that toxic person, I bet you that wouldn't be the same 5 years from then, you know?
Like in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Or mentally?
In the bedroom and mentally.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're not together. John, this isn't that complicated of a question. She's married. She's just saying, I had really great sex with someone else in the past.
Right.
How do you get over that? That's
okay,
it.
How you get over that is you should know that great sex in the past, if you stayed with that person, I bet you it still wouldn't be the same as enticing now as it was back in the past. That's how I look at things. Like, everything fades, I think.
Also, nostalgia is way more glamorous than what it actually was. You know, like, I think when you look back on something, you're like, oh my God, it was amazing. But like, if you actually went back and experienced it, it probably would not live up to what your memory is.
Like, if you went back again, you're probably like,
yeah. Like, and there's probably so many more positives of being with your husband, which is why you're with your husband, than this person. So I think you just have to look at all the positive things. And if your sex life is
getting
a little...
Grass is always greener, you know?
If your sex life is getting a little stale, introduce some new things. Try some new fun positions. Go fun places.
Do the finger in the butt, you know?
Rub his booty hole. I just think that there's other ways to spice up your sex life that, I don't know, because again, like...
Then reminisce about something in the past.
Right.
I don't think that's going to benefit you at all. I can tell you that right now.
Unless you're just like using it for your spank bang.
What do they say also about living in the past? Like, that's a toxic trait to have. Like, it's not good for you to like live in the past.
I don't know. You keep asking me about these Pinterest quotes that you look up, John, and I...
like, you know what I'm talking about,
I'm
right?
Like, I can't keep up with your Tumblr. Like, I don't fucking know, John.
Tumblr?
Your Pinterest or your Tumblr. Oh. Like, where are you getting all these quotes from?
Fun fact, John.
But like, you don't know them is the thing. That's the hard part. You're looking at me, you're like, right.
Right? They're in my head. I'm just spitting them out.
I'll ask my therapist.
Next question.
I started working a new job back in October. I've grown incredibly close with one of my coworkers. We've talked every day since Thanksgiving. He's a really good friend to me, but there's an obvious attraction between us. I found out he had a girlfriend a month or so into getting to know each other, and it caught me off guard because of how flirty he was with me. We were never intimate, and so the friendship continued on. About a month ago, we went out with another girl and got hammered. He was really flirty with me, and when I asked him what the deal was with his girlfriend, he said that I deserved a sober conversation about it. The night is kind of a blur, but I remember him asking if I would even trust him if he broke up with his girlfriend to be with me, and I said no. The girl we were with said that he wanted to go home with me that night, and I got really angry and texted him the next morning saying we can't cross that friendship boundary anymore. Here we are weeks later, still talking every day. I really care about him as a person, and I don't want to lose this friendship, but I can't deny the attraction that I have towards him. I don't know what to do because I do feel hurt when I know he's with her or when I think about what I wish this would become with us, but I know that I wouldn't trust him. I found out he cheated on his girlfriend with another coworker in the past as well. Plus, he never brought up the sober talk. I've cheated in the past and I'm absolutely not proud about that, but I wouldn't want my past held against me, so I don't want to hold it against him. But also, cheating when I was young, we're now 30. I probably know what I need to do, either accept that we're just friends or cut him off altogether. Why do people do this? Does he just not want to be alone and he knows she isn't right for him? Or is he really just a trash boyfriend? Why can't I accept that I deserve better than this and let go of the hope that this will turn into something more?
Seems like there's a lot going on there.
The one thing that stands out to me is you're like, I don't want to lose this friendship. You're not friends. Like you look at him because you want him and he wants you. He's cheated on his girlfriend in the past. Like, you're not fucking friends. If this was someone who you grew up with, you've known for like, sure, you're friends. This isn't your fucking friend. So stop lying to yourself. Right now,
preach.
You're trying to justify your relationship with this person as a friendship, but you've admitted like you want him. He's in a relationship. He's obviously a piece of shit. I think you need to cut it off. Just be like, it's not doing you any favors by continuing conversation with him because you know that he's unavailable.
I mean, the odds aren't really in your favor either. You're a cheater. He's a cheater. One of you is going to cheat.
Okay. Well, she cheated in the past. It's not like she cheated. You're just saying.
I'm just saying. I mean, if you both have done it, odds are it's probably going to happen again. So why even start fresh? Move on. Someone else. That's such a good point you brought up, though. Like, you're not friends. So what are you even doing?
Right.
That's what you're holding on to. Like, I don't want to risk ruining our friendship. I'm like, okay.
This is similar to that question that we answered a while ago about, were they surfers or bikers?
I think they would like go hang out and just like,
it was like,
fuck no.
Oh, we were friends. And it's like, if you're in a relationship and you're at that age, like where someone else's relationship or married or whatever.
You just met that person.
Yeah, like you're not.
You're fucking lying.
And you have an attraction to that person. Yeah. You're not trying to be friends with them. You're trying to be fucking friends. Like, fuck friends.
Yeah.
Fuck buddies.
You got it. Yeah. You got it.
So stop lying to yourself. You know that this is clearly toxic. He's not going to break up with his girlfriend. And if he does, cross that bridge one day, he'll probably cheat on you too. So suck to suck. I would not continue a relationship with this person.
There's so many other people out there. You're like, well, I mean, he's with this girl. Like, move on.
Also, just someone from work. I would stay away. Work? No.
You're like, let me put myself in a mental state that's not good for me. That's what that sounds like.
Well, best of luck. There's someone else out there, you know?
No, there is. There's literally millions of fucking people out there. Like, just go do something else. Join Bumble Friends or Tinder Friends.
Right. If you want to make a friend,
if you want to actually meet a friend, go meet a friend.
Okay. Next question. I like still smell Kobe. Do you not smell him? He still smells like a skunk. We've given him 5 baths.
We have given him 5 baths.
I've given him 1 out of the 5.
Okay. My point exactly.
Cause I'm going to throw up if I smell him. He's just so gross. I love him so much, but it's just like when dogs are stinky, I can't love you like
he's
I
just
should.
Like, it's been one thing after another with him. What was the other thing he did? It's just like, he's just like, he takes a shit and then he jams his fucking nose in it. Why does he do that? Is he trying to bury it? And then he comes in and like rubs his nose on the couch, our white couch.
Our white couch.
And why does he kick? And he just kicks.
Let's just jump into the question and then we'll move into our icks. Because right now my ick is Kobe. All right, ready? I love my boyfriend so much. We've been together. You all right?
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
We have been together almost 4 years and are planning on moving in together soon and getting engaged shortly after. He is seriously the best person and I love him so much. There is just one thing I am not a huge fan of. His last name is Chubb. I'm going to be a teacher, which is a very last name centered career. And to top it off, I'm a heavy set woman. My size is something I'm self-conscious about. So I worry about my own self-esteem with a last name like this. And not worrying about it is easier said than done. I guess I'm just worried about being made fun of. This isn't something that is a deal breaker, but something I am just not a huge fan of. Am I being dramatic? I probably am, but every time I mention it to someone, they laugh at his name. I'm probably being dramatic, but I would love to have an outsider's point of view. P.S. I've talked to him about changing his last name to my last name, and he is not a fan. Dude, last names.
First off, don't say what you're about to say.
I'm not going to say our last name. It's fine. But
you give me shit about our last name all the time.
Because it's not the best. It's just like Bouffard. Like there's Bouffard. So many fart jokes in there.
Who farted?
Bouffarded. It's just like there's just fart jokes. So either way, I'm not a teacher though. And Bouffard still isn't as bad as like Chubb or something like that students. For me, I'm like, I get you, girl. I would keep your last name. Or if you can in the professional setting, keep your last name or hyphenate your last name. Or you know what I mean? Like there's other ways to go about it so that you don't have to introduce yourself to your students as Mrs. Chubb.
I mean, your students are going to, if it's not a last name, it's going to be something else that they're going to make fun of you about. Like any students are, they're vicious. They'll make fun of you about something either way. They'll make fun of any teacher. So I'm just like, I guess it's just like going to make it worse.
I just don't think you have to change your last name or again, true. Hyphenate
You don't have to change your last
or
name.
Or professionally in your field, just go by your maiden name. I'm sure you could do that. Cause I get that. I mean, there's some people with horrid last names. And again, it follows them into their adulthood.
It's hard for me to like give a point on this because I know like it probably bothered me a little bit if you didn't take my last name. So I know like that's a conversation I have with you. Do whatever you want, but like if you are marrying your husband, that's a conversation you both need to have with each other. So
I don't know.
Like,
I'm devil's advocate
with that. It's
we live in a day and age where you can 100% not
sure,
take
but
your
it's still
last,
a relationship that you both need to have a conversation about it. I think, like, if you're getting married, shouldn't you both have like a say in?
But why do we just have to assume
you don't
that the
have
woman,
to?
You know
maybe
what I mean?
He takes the last. Either
well,
way,
he said
it's
he's
just,
not.
I'm just
a
saying
fan.
It's a conversation of that you both need to have together.
I mean, I know in the medical field you go through all these years to get your doctorate and usually it's with your maiden
name. You should
name.
Keep your last name.
And that's what I'm saying. Like usually it's with your maiden name. So your married name can still be, you know, you could still change your name in marriage. But I know like for my friends who are doctors, they're vets or, you know, whatever, they kept their maiden names because that's legally how they have their, what they have their degrees in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, so you don't, it's harder, I think, to go back right. And change all those things. I don't think it's that big of a deal to just go by your maiden name.
Do whatever you both agree on.
But trust your gut. Like,
I mean, I don't think your husband should be like, oh, you're not going to take my last name? Well, we're not going to get married. Like, okay, then if then, that's your, that's right. A sign right there.
Exactly. That, like if it's a deal breaker for him, then I'd be like,
well,
then
it's a masculinity thing. Like, right. Come on.
Yeah. I think though, if you're already feeling uncomfortable about it, just go with right. What you're most
but I'm not
going to
give
with.
Advice. Like, I'm not going to give advice and lie on here and say like, you know, it wouldn't bother me if you didn't. So like, it's hard for me to kind of like,
okay,
say one thing.
But if your last name was Fart and I was like, I'm not.
Honestly, even my last name is not the best.
No,
last
I know.
Name.
I know.
Like, I get it.
But I'm saying like, if your last name was Fart and I truly was like, I'm not going to be Alexandra Fart. Like,
I'm
not
going to not be with you. No.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's at least where we could draw the line on that.
Right.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
It might bother you, but like, I'm right. Sorry. I'm not taking your last name. I think just always go with the cooler last name. Like if whoever has the cooler last name, take that one. We didn't, but.
Again, we can't give advice there because we didn't take, your last name's way cooler
I
than mine.
I think though, we got married 5 years ago. It wasn't as like hip to not take your husband's name. It was like, that's what you do.
To be honest, and we said this before, changing your last name is such a bitch.
Dude, yeah.
It's kind of stupid. It really is kind of stupid.
I still haven't even updated my passport. Still.
And because of that, we can't do global entry.
No, we can. I just have to update my passport. Okay. Yeah, it's a bitch. It's not fun. So my vote, just don't change your name.
Right. I like the hyphenate.
Yeah.
I think that's... But even at that point, it's like, why even do it? Anyways, whatever.
Yeah. Should we go into our icks? Man, it's been a while. What's your ick, John? Alex, he's my ick.
I don't even know. Kobe's been bothering me lately. That's like...
Why?
It's just like...
He's an innocent, sweet angel head. Like, he's looking...
like, I got the landscaper. We did a nice mulch bed. And this fucking... comes over and just kicks all the mulch all into the grass. What am I going to use... with my hand, pick each little individual. I saw, by the way, I looked it up, and dogs who kick, pull, pee on everything, it's like disrespectful.
Well, no, it's like they're dominant. They want to, but yeah, they're disrespectful.
You're being disrespectful. You're
just you should tell him. But he's just like, can you teach an old dog new tricks? He's going to be 10 this year. That's not me. I mean, I was like, I got Kobe right after college. I didn't give a shit about training.
I mean, you did do good with him being around other people. Right. Dogs. He's so good out of the house.
He has a very good temper around other dogs. But yeah, he just...
That and the rain. Kobe and the rain lately. The rain's been like...
He brings his muddy paws through our house.
Oh, that too. I was just saying just the LA rain in general.
Okay, but you don't have like a specific ick?
Like for you?
I don't know. I think I wrote mine down.
Oh, great.
Well, you used to write yours down, and then sometimes they happen, and I can never remember.
I kind of forgot that we did icks, to be honest.
I know. Oh, so my ick, like, besides Kobe getting skunked is, so, this isn't anything with you, but the other day, I didn't realize since I got LASIK, shout out Dr. Kelly in Manhattan, they did an amazing job, I could see, and it's fabulous. But I was so blind before that I... had to like get my glasses shaved down. I was either always wearing glasses or contacts, which was a protective layer on my eyeball. So cutting onions, when people were like, oh my God, my eyes burn, I'm like, you're just a pussy. Cause I literally have had contacts since I was 12. And so I just like, I would literally look into contacts.
I heard you yesterday.
I was bawling. My eyes were burning. I'm like, I've never experienced such pain before. Like, how are you supposed to cut an onion? I saw the trick of like doing the paper towel, but like
pain.
Never knew
you
that.
You cut it through pain.
My contacts were just a protective shield that I was unstoppable. I was cutting onions all day with no problem.
Isn't it the onion is older too? It's worse.
Oh, maybe. Because I think it was kind of an old red onion. Yeah. And it was just like, I had tears. Terrible. So that's it?
That's it. I'm trying to think like an ick with you. I don't know. No. We're kind of like a... We're good.
Are we a power couple?
Are we like the best?
I feel like some people would say otherwise. They're like, no.
Oh, and everyone's like, these two are going to get divorced. Shut up.
We might, John. You never know. Like... We still have a lot of life to live.
Like, I could see him be like, well, these two fuckers. I just...
Hurt people, you know?
I know. Poor people. Poor people.
Anyway, I think that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode back.
It was a struggle. Listen, we'll get better. We're working our way back into it.
We have some major updates, too, coming that we're excited to share. I don't know when we'll share.
But soon.
Honestly, a lot of you probably won't be shocked.
Whatever. So big news coming. Don't like.
Maybe you will be
don't
shocked.
Don't tell them. Like you're already like about to tell them. You can't keep a secret. You can't keep a secret. Anyways, guys, like, subscribe, email, comment. I want those reviews to get. Oh,
should we read a review?
I don't even have my phone.
All right, let's go. Man, is this gonna?
I almost forgot. Old review.
By
Bobby1746194. They need more stars and Oscars.
What?
Alex and John are absolutely addicting to listen to. I don't even know how I stumbled upon their podcast, but I'm binging on the episodes in my car and watching them on YouTube. I'm so sad during the holiday they aren't doing more episodes, but gives me a chance to catch up. I'm so excited for updates on their podcast room, new chairs that help with John's back and table so they're not awkwardly close up too. The advice you guys give to these stories are so comical. You both are perfect with Alex, your personality and loudness, and John having to get cliff notes and brutal honesty.
Oh.
I hope you guys do another live event. I missed it due to having my newborn, but you both have been helping me through my maternity leave. Thank you so much for being amazing. Can't wait for the new year. Happy holidays. I wish I could give more stars and an Oscar to you, Alex. She meant John.
Oh, congratulations on your newborn.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you. That was a really nice review.
And it's stumbled once on it.
Happy holidays. I'm like, man, we really have been gone for too long. Like, what's the next holiday coming up? Easter?
St. Patty's Day?
Oh, my God. St. Patty's Day? What's first? St. Patty's Day, I think, right?
I don't know. That's in March.
My gosh, it's been a minute. Well, we're back now, guys. So there's no getting rid of us now.
Well, how do I end it?
I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Plug us. You got to plug us.
If you want to email us, you can reach us at hello@giveittomestraightpodcast.com. Find us on all the socials at Give It To Me Straight Podcast. And if you want to submit an anonymous question, the link is in our show notes or in our bio, on our website, anywhere. And that's it.
And we'll see you next week. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.